Welcome to the Christ Community Church Montreat Podcast. Kevin Allman here with Pastor Richard White.
Good morning, Kevin.
Morning. Well, we have an Ask the Pastor question, and this one is asking about the practice of praying nine times a day, and what's that alluding to, or what do we think it's alluding to?
Yeah, probably need maybe a little more clarity on that. I hope I'm not answering amiss here, but I grew up Roman Catholic, and I can remember hearing and reading about, pray this prayer, nine times a day for 9 days, and then publish, you'll get your miracle, but you must make known, publish in some form the answer to the prayer. And
what was that rooted in? Do you remember?
I don't remember what it was rooted in. I think it's rooted in something that I would refer to just our human nature of, and I want to be careful not to throw cold water on a pious act of devotion of somebody who seriously is praying nine times a day. And I'm going to come back to that in a moment. I think whether we're Catholic or Protestant, there is a tendency to make mechanical our relationship with God, and God is relentlessly relational, and He will not be mechanized. We cannot approach God in a mechanical way, but growing up Roman Catholic, I would, for instance, go to confession and tell the priest my sins. And I was, usually said, okay, go say three Hail Marys for our fathers and two acts of contrition, and you're absolved of your sin. And, but I had to go do those prayers. And, for me as a boy, up into high school, even, praying those was mechanical. I saw no value. I wasn't connecting with God. I was just doing it to get it done so that I could be, sure of my forgiveness. It was a work I had to do. Mm-hmm. I think that, in human nature, our heart, we want to control things, and we even want to control God. I fear that may be at the heart of this. Here's a way I can control God and get my miracle. Mm. And so whether it's praying the Lord's Prayer mechanically, or the prayer of Jabez, or I latch onto this particular scripture and I'm gonna pray this just constantly, but I do so in a mechanical way, why am I doing that? Well, because I want answers to prayer. I want God to hear me and answer me and do what I want Him to do, even if it's a good thing. But again, God is relentlessly relational. This Sunday night in a small group, we were looking at Mark chapter 5, where Jesus is going to Jairus' house. Jairus' daughter is dying. And as he's on his way, a woman sneaks through the crowd, the woman with the flow of blood, and she touches the hem of his garment and is healed, and Jesus stops. He realizes power's gone out from him, and he stops. And why? Mm-hmm. Because what he says to the woman, once she comes clean, she's, full of shame, she's embarrassed, oh no, I'm in big trouble, she's unclean, she's touched, the master, and this is disaster. But Jesus speaks to her and he says the most beautiful thing, daughter, your faith has made you well. Mm. He calls her daughter, not woman. He doesn't rebuke her. He makes family of her. And if she's daughter, he's in a father figure role now, and he invites her into that. So he restores her relationally. She doesn't just get her miracle and get out of there. And And, you know, there's much more we'd say in that passage, but I love that. And so, you know, praying, I think the Galatians 4:6 talks about, because we are sons, we're in that family of God. Because we're sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, "Abba, Father." And you know that "Abba" is the baby cry. It's the daddy, and it's a cry of intimacy. It's a cry of exclusivity in the sense. I mean, other kids in the neighborhood don't call me daddy. My children call me daddy, and we can call our Heavenly Father, daddy, Abba. There's that relational nearness that we have as family. And so God is going to cultivate that. Jesus is going to cultivate that. And that's so when I come to prayer, I come as a child, loved by my Father. And what I'm really seeking in prayer, yes, I have prayer requests. Yes, I ask God for a lot of things, but I do so out of the relationship that I have with God, my Heavenly Father, and I'm a child, and I can trust my Father to do good and right. He will do what's right for me, and He will do what is for His glory, and so I can trust Him in that. And I think that's got to be at the very heart of our prayers. And so if I'm praying for something, I really, and I might be praying constantly. We've been praying a lot for Andrew Brunson, and Noreen has asked us at times to fast and pray. And so maybe we fast two meals or just one meal, but we set aside time but we repeatedly come back and are praying. My guess is at times, and I've done this as well, that with the striking of every hour, six, seven, eight, nine, I just stop and pray real quickly for something. Maybe I've made a commitment to pray for somebody through the day. So every hour I will stop and I'll pray. Well, gosh, I prayed 12 times, Is God counting that? No. But I'm coming to my Heavenly Father with this burden, for this person or this issue. And, that is changing me. The dynamic there is developing a relationship with the Father. Lord, here's this need. I don't know why you haven't answered, but I trust you. But I lay it before you. But it's relational. It's not just saying words. I don't think we can put any expectations on God that if I pray this prayer, enough, or with enough oomph, then God will answer me. Well, no, God's going to be God, and He's got His purposes, and we trust Him for those. Praying 9 times a day for something, that may very well, we may want to do that as a godly discipline, hopefully to get near to God our Father, to get near to the giver and not just to get the gift. And I think that's, God will not let us just get the gift and get out of there. He's going to make it relational. He's going to develop our faith. And we can count on Him to do that. We see Jesus doing that all the time. Mm-hmm. I think I remember reading a practice. I can't remember the gentleman's name, but he was so appalled with how taken by the world he was and so full of the world that he developed a practice to every hour think about God, deliberately think about God. Mm. And he developed this practice, and pretty soon his entire day, he was constantly in fellowship with God. Well, it wasn't it seemed mechanical at first, my watch went off, beep, okay, I need to think about the Lord, pray. But he was genuinely seeking God. And he used the clock, so to speak, to develop that discipline of thinking about the Lord. And that can be a very good thing. But again, I think we need to be very careful of falling into the mindset of a mechanical way to control God and get what we want. Mm. If it is relationship we're after, absolutely pray 9 times a day. pray 100 times a day. Think much about the Lord, but do so because you want to delight in Him and know Him.
That's so helpful, because I get why it's tempting to want to be mechanical about it, because otherwise we're left with something that's not easy for us, which is to trust God completely and utterly. Mm-hmm. It doesn't come easy to me. It's hard. And if I could just have something cut and dried, where if I went and prayed X number of times and did this and did that, in some ways that would be welcome.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I also realized that would really be not a good world to live in either.
Right. Yeah. Well, we're so scientific in our approach to everything in this culture. And, we can't put God in a test tube. Yeah. And, he's just too great and too wonderful, too relational for that. I mean, the incarnation, God among us in the flesh.
Well, will you pray for us?
I will. Father, thank you that you in Jesus Christ have come among us to dwell with us. And Lord, your promises through Scripture are that I will be your God and you will be my people. And Father, thank you that with the temple in the Old Testament, you wanted to dwell among your people. And thank you that in Jesus, you came and made your presence known to us. And thank you that our future is going to be in the New Jerusalem, and we will see your face, and you will be with us, and we will be with you. And Lord, we are so grateful for your love for us, and that you don't just communicate from a distance. And Lord, thank you for giving us prayer. And Lord, teach us through the discipline of prayer, Lord, to draw near to you, to know you in your love and grace. And Lord, give us by your Spirit that Abba, Father cry as a congregation. Lord, may we live out of that ground, and in the day, Lord, have the joy of knowing you as our Abba, Father. We ask in Christ's name. Amen.